There we go.
We are live. Hi.
Hello. This is episode 2 of the Glorious Worldwide Saturday Morning Podcast.
Saturday Morning Podcast.
We had Facebook likes from Texas.
Texas.
Black women from Texas.
That's what paying Facebook $5 a day does. Gets you those 7 likes from people that aren't going to ever listen and who are like 70 years old.
The like happy people, they just click everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like this, like that.
It's a pretty blue logo. I'm going to click like.
I refuse to like anything on my Facebook because all that does is blow up my newsfeed with shit I don't even really, I didn't like about
whatever
it is I like.
Yeah, people who like God and then Scientology. Like, dude, take a side.
I like when people like random things that like, it's kind of like, I don't know if it's perverted is the right word, but like a friend of mine I saw like I like my women, like I like my milkshakes thick. Like you see him like it on Facebook. I don't think people know when you click like that it's see, like you
got everybody sees it.
Yeah, I like big titty children. Like, and then everybody knows that that's what you like.
It's very strange. I was having a conversation about how I like my women the way I like my blunts. Nice and fat. Big fatties.
I'm going to pretend you didn't say that.
Why? Because you fit the description of the girls that
you,
I like.
You damn know. You know faux show.
With that long hair and everything.
Come on, dude. You're making the blush.
So how's everyone doing today?
Just dandy.
I would wonderful. Like to talk about mine like last night because I'm very hungover.
But you look surprisingly normal.
I don't know how. Well, it's because I look fucked up, you know, all the time anyway.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
So just,
your hair,
you know,
is glorious
just,
right now.
It's just natural. I rolled right out of bed. Didn't even get showered.
Wait, speaking of which, I don't know if you knew this, but I texted you when I wasn't even at your house yet to tell you I was here, and I wasn't, and you were still fucking late. I texted you while I was still at 95 getting off to connect to Woodhaven.
And
I'm like, here, because maybe you'll come out. And I get there, fuck's not here.
And when I got that
because you said okay before I even got there.
And when I got that text message, I was in bed with my blankets on. Okay, I get the text message. I'm here. All right, time to roll out of bed.
And then you text me and you say, oh, I texted you earlier, then realized he texted the wrong fucking
dude.
Yeah,
I texted somebody else. That's why I thought it was weird that you didn't get my text message. But anyway, I went to Finnegan's Wake last night for a friend's 21st. There's all a bunch of people I play hockey with. And I'm talking to this one girl, and bullshit and whatever. And all of a sudden, this Shrek-looking woman walks by, starts giving me the finger.
Was she actually green, or was she just electric?
No, she just...
Because that would be fucking weird.
Her face was just like a mongoloid.
Weird people go
to
Finnegan's.
The best part is, whenever you have like a bad encounter with a woman, the way you start your story is like, you just say it all.
Yeah, you already know the ending. I already know this is not going to end.
I already know this woman is a piece of shit because you called her Shrek.
Yeah, it's like if this princess walks in and an orchestra starts playing, I'm like, all right, well, then you got married last night. All
right, like 5 minutes ago, he likes big bitches. Now this one's Shrek.
Maybe I should... tell my stories better. But anyway, so she walked by and she's like giving me the finger, calling me an asshole.
I thought she was scratching her armpits. She walked by because he's, you know, for people
dude,
not.
She's Shrek. She's a monkey.
I would say once in a while you should shower.
I would, but not after last night. I got home at 3.
Gotta wash that Shrek off.
Exactly. So she starts giving me the finger, starts calling me like all these names, starts screaming at me. So obviously,
just randomly.
Like, she's like, fuck you, you're an asshole.
What did you do first?
I really have no idea. Like, I was telling everyone the whole night, I don't know this girl. I don't know what I did.
Does she come to your Wawa?
No, never seen her before. So I started yelling back, and I had my one boy. He had his, like, arm around my throat, like headlocking me, and I'm trying to, like, fight through him to start yelling at this girl. And she's looking at me, calling me an asshole.
You can't yell while you're being held?
Well, I mean, I was doing that, but I wanted to
was
really
he holding
be
your
in
mouth?
Her face.
You're being ball gagged as we speak.
Good. So she's trying, I say, you know what? I was like, you look like Shrek. And I start laughing. I was like, no, you don't. You look like Shrek's donkey, and that's even worse. Stop looking like Shrek's donkey. So for the next, like, half hour, that's all I was doing was calling her Shrek's donkey. I had the bat, so she goes up, and I'm cracking up. Everyone's coming up to me like, what did you do? I have no idea. I don't know this girl. So then I have the bouncer come over to me, and he's like, this girl over here tells me that, like, you're, like, giving her, like, shit, whatever. I'm like, before I even said anything, he's like, I don't care. Just stay away from her. I said, I can do that. That's fine. So then her friend comes over. And he's like, can I speak with you? I said, oh, yeah, sure. So she pulls me aside, and this girl, the other girl who was yelling at me, she's, like, standing right there. And she's like, well, she tells me, and she's real cool about it. She's like, some of the things you say, there's a reason why girls have self-esteem issues. I said, hold up right there. I was like, if you have self-esteem issues, that should be right. They're your number one rule to go off is to say, don't talk shit to people that you don't know. Because I'm going to call you Shrek and Shrek's donkey and not feel bad. Meanwhile, the girl's standing right here.
So you're telling me by the end of the night she cut her wrists?
She probably did.
An asshole.
If she killed herself, if her family's out there, I apologize.
Your Shrek-looking daughter's dead, and you haven't seen her since last night,
there's a chance. Chance that it was my fault. But that was pretty much it. But it was hilarious because her friends like tell me like, oh, she's got self-esteem issues. You know, and
she's also got mental health issues. She's like yelling at somebody in a fucking bar.
So then
was she drunk at least?
She had to be.
I think the most important question is, did you fuck her? That's really
surprisingly. You, for people who know me, the obvious answer would be yes, but no, I did not actually have sex with this girl. I went over to the bouncer and I was like, apologize. I was like, hey, I don't know what the hell happened, but he's like, dude, don't even worry about it. He's like, this girl's a psychopath. I explained the whole situation to him and he's like, dude, she used to be really fat, like obesely large, and now all of a sudden she lost a little weight. She still looks like a Shrek monster. So she probably went from like 400 pounds to about 250.
Mm-hmm,
which is impressive. 150 pounds. I gotta give it to her.
I'm trying to get to that point. 400 to 250.
The biggest loser. But he said that ever since she like lost weight, like she's been like even more of a bitch than she used to be. It's because she's mad that people used to make fun of her for being fat, and now people make fun of her for looking like Shrek now.
That's stupid.
Yes. So to all you girls out there, don't talk shit to dudes that you don't know, because you might get called Shrek's donkey, and you might end up cutting your wrist because you realize that you do look like Shrek's donkey, and I apologize.
I think what's more important is watch Shrek before you go out. If you look at anybody in the movie, don't talk shit to anybody when you go outside. Just sit there with a mirror and just look
in the mirror. Am I somebody who should be talking shit?
No. Most people shouldn't be talking shit.
No, don't talk
me included, but I'll still do it.
I still do it anyway. Okay.
You can talk. And
I don't have self-esteem issues. Yeah, I think I'm awesome.
Yeah. I know I'm fat, but whatever. I don't give a shit.
You're not fat. You just have girth.
Yeah, I'm just wide. It's different.
So how about that Olympic hockey game last night? Or yesterday, whenever it was.
It's great. It was really fun.
Yeah. Now, did you watch it, or were you like...
Because you were in work.
I watched most of it.
Yeah, I watched it in work at the conference room.
I was trying to watch it. I actually, at one point, had to take a shit, so I actually brought my MacBook into the toilet, which is weird, because somebody was like... leaving when I walked in with a laptop. So I could go there fucking
journal. Did he tag him in?
Yeah.
Your turn.
I'm just going to fire up some fucking X-Hamster while I'm in here. Don't worry about it. But no, I watched it. It was all right. I mean, I brought it up to you guys. Like, when the women's hockey game was... Oh, no, not the women's one. I think it was the women's one and the men's one where they beat... Who did they beat in the overtime? Was that Russia? That was the Russia game, right?
With the 47...
Or TJ Oshie, yeah. So everyone's like, oh, this is why when you stream it, you see the tweets on the right hand side.
Yeah, so you know what happens. Yeah,
so
it happens.
People are telling you, I don't get it. But everyone's like, this is why hockey's greater than every sport. It's not. I'm tired of people saying hockey is the greatest sport. It's just whatever sport people like, they want everybody else to think that their sport is the best. It's annoying.
The problem is hockey fans, like pure hockey fans, think no other sport exists. Just like football fans don't think any other sport.
Any sport.
Yeah.
It's retarded. Like, I don't hate hockey. I like it. I just don't really have many horses in the race, so I don't really. If you don't like a team, there's no point in watching. Or if you don't have money on it either, because money negates everything. Like,
that's the reason why, like, watching Tuesday college football is awesome. You just bet $50 in the game, so you have an interest.
Those are the best games. I used to it's a different topic, but I used to bet when I used to work at some hospital with some guy that was a bookie there, and I used to kill it on those, like, Tuesday. It was, like, fucking, like, Tulsa versus... like somewhere like Alcorn. It was just some
Miami
like,
of Ohio.
Yeah. And I would just kill, like, I would just, I would, for some reason, I would just go and I would research all like the number, and I would always win. And the guy used to stop taking bets for me, because I used to get a guy that worked with me. We'd both bet the same things. I would make him a bunch of money, and he stopped taking bets. He thought I had insider. I'm like, what the fuck insider info is there? Everything's on the, you can find everything. But yeah, I'm sick of people telling me that hockey's the best sport. And fucking Sneezerson over there fucking has a pepper shaker in his face. Just fucking sneezing, coughing, and everything else. The human sound machine over there.
Did we talk about this last week?
Yeah.
What, you think it was going to change in a week?
Oh, I think that hockey is the greatest sport alive, but that's because I'm pretty biased.
The worst, yeah. The worst part about anything, yeah, anything in life, is when people try to hold a conversation with you and you know they don't know shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the dude in my work, I work with, he's like 60. He's like, what about that Yoshi kid? I'm like, Yoshi? Is he Cedric, Mario, and Luigi? Yeah. No fucking. I'm like, you mean Oshi? TJ Oshi?
Yeah, it's, I mean, I don't really watch, this hockey, I think hockey, if I were to pick a sport that I think is the most overrated, it's probably hockey. Only because there's so many people that think it's the best sport. And there's not a lot of people saying, oh, football is the best sport. Baseball is the best sport. Just everybody that says the best sport is always hockey. Nobody says basketball is the best sport. Literally, nobody says basketball is the best sport. Well, I think it's better. I think it's underrated, and I think hockey's the most overrated. And I think they're all the same. I think every sport is good. I think
basketball, don't watch the game though. There's 5 minutes.
But you say that, but what happened in the women's game? You could just watch you could have missed the entire game, and then you watch the last 10 minutes, and you would have saw everything you needed to see.
Exactly, but that's an isolated case. But every baseball game comes down to the last 2 minutes.
Watch every game, though.
And each team gets 17 timeouts.
Well, I didn't
really see. So, like, I want a 20, I want a full. What the fuck else is there?
The other baseball games can be boring with the fouling and all the other bullshit, but it's the same with every sport. Hockey's
the same.
It's
like watching NASCAR. I don't care who fucking. I don't watch NASCAR. It is.
I don't even
understand. Yeah, the last 5 laps is what matters. Nobody cares about the first fucking 290.
Left turn.
One race a year, they should make them go right.
Yeah, but if you don't care about a sport, then you don't need to watch anything but any of the last 5-10 minutes in any sport. Like, you don't have. If football's the same way, you don't have to watch. Because you can watch the last 5-10 minutes, and then they'll show you every replay of everything that happened in the first 40 minutes.
Yeah, but with the other sports besides basketball, you can have scoring in the opening minutes and then just defense the rest of the game. In basketball, you don't.
Yeah, but
everything's a foul. I hate it. Everything's a foul.
Here's the problem I have with basketball. It's not that I have a problem with basketball. I don't like the NBA.
Yeah, the problem with the NBA is...
What, you watched it? WNBA?
No, but I can watch college basketball. March Madness, I think, is like my second favorite thing in sports.
Oh, yeah, March Madness.
Stanley Cup playoffs, and then followed by March Madness.
I think...
And I'm not a big basketball fan.
I'd like a little fun fact, because there's a lot of people that you probably don't watch college basketball besides March Madness, but I think if people watch the conference... Right. There's 90% of people that watch college basketball are just like you.
I won like a 20-man pool last year. I didn't watch one second of college basketball.
If you watch
it like... Rick Pitino's due for a win.
If you watch it like 2 weeks before... the tournament, it's just as good because they have the conference tournaments. Those are just as good, and nobody pays that. Like, I don't – college basketball to me is the same way. I like it. Like, I follow it casually. Like, I follow – like, because I like the NBA draft and shit. So I follow, like, players more than teams, and I like Syracuse, and they're always in the top five. So I guess in a microcosm, but it's a big word of the day. The college basketball
dictionary.com.
Can you spell that?
M's cosm. but college basketball, you only have to watch the last 2 weeks of the season. The whole first part of the season, none of it even matters at all.
Yeah, you're just fighting for rankings.
Yeah, it's just none of that matters. So that's why college basketball is good. But it's not the college basketball. It's that one month period.
Well, that's how all sports are. If you think your team's going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, that's my problem with hockey though. One of the problems with hockey over basketball is basketball sucks because there's like five teams. Like, there's only 5 teams that are going to have any chance to win the title this year at all. There's nobody besides the Heat, the Pacers, the Thunder. I would say maybe the Spurs, and I don't even know who else. Like, probably the Clippers. I don't know, who knows? But that's a different subject.
Like, the Rockets.
But the Rockets are actually playing. And the Suns are good. Lynn Saturday, baby.
I say I hate basketball, but I actually still follow it because I'm stupid.
Playoff basketball is really good because you get some good games. But, like, hockey, you have no idea who's going to win, which I guess is a good thing.
Well, I like the fact in hockey is you can physically wear a team down.
Yeah.
You can't hit in basketball.
Yeah.
Like, front page news was that LeBron broke his nose. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, it's just because LeBron could do anything. He's the fucking headline.
Me and my dad used to joke about the 1 year Derek Coleman cut his pinky on the rim. Cut his pinky on the rim, and he missed, like, most of the season because of it. And the explanation was always like, well, that's his dribbling hand. That he can't dribble.
He's a center. He can't dribble.
And I've been thinking, like really?
He
like
was
a
7 feet.
Pinky?
400 pounds of nothing.
Pure disappointment.
Yeah.
And then you see, like, Michael Renberg take a skate, like, across the center of his face, 247 stitches. He misses, like, one game, and he's back the next.
Yeah, I think it's because, and I don't even get it either. It's just, I think it's more of like a prima donna thing.
I think if you don't come back in hockey anymore, you're a pussy. Yeah. So you have to do it now. Because like, the dudes in the 70s did. Yeah. So if you don't, you're...
And you get paid anyway. I think it's like a, there's a lot of, I think there's not a lot of ballsy dudes. Like, dudes like, Derek Rose thing, where he didn't play forever, and he could, like, he was practicing, he didn't play. Like, there's not a lot of guys that, like, Paul Pierce is like, there's like not a lot of tough guys anymore. Like, Garnett will play if he's hurt. Like, there's just not that... There's not that thing in basketball because basketball. There's so many teams that are up here and there's so many teams that are down here. You can miss 2 weeks. It doesn't like that's why the Celtics would just bench Pierce and Garnett playing 10 minutes for the last 3 weeks of the season because it didn't matter.
Well, that's like the Thunder get Westbrook back and they don't do anything.
Yeah,
even playing street ball. Like when you were talking about like the NBA should go to prison rules, which I think would be awesome.
NBA but prison rules,
but even
that'd be way more.
But even when you play street ball, I think there's a lot of like. Bitches out there that play basketball, like I'll tell you, I have no shot unless I'm like I can play, but I have no shot. Unless,
so you can't play.
Well, no, I mean I can play defense.
I can play defense.
I can play defense.
What are you, George Lynch?
I can play defense. Pass the ball. No, I said I'm Pepe Sanchez.
No, he can shoot.
Huh? But he never. But he was always throwing assists. Like he would do that. No look
ball,
to
you
like
don't have
nine people.
Players.
No.
But like, I would like play up. I would play defense against someone, and I would get like I would get shit because they said I'm playing too hard. I'm playing too hard for them. Well, I'm not gonna let you just walk through. And I think that's like a lot of that's what I see in like the NBA where it seems like they'll just walk right through. Everyone will pretty much just get out of the way, and then they dunk it, and then it's like I just dunked the ball, and everyone just because everyone
got
out of the
that's
way.
That's why I hate to like an alley-oop is not impressive.
I can watch
anymore.
College ball.
Like, he dunked over somebody. That's the number one play. While Giroux backhands from the third row. Into top shelf makes it number two.
I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, I don't think if he's skating in the row, it's probably illegal.
Hey, it should be a top story though.
They should throw a flag or something, or whatever they do.
I think once the puck,
a flag.
I think
I'm
once
challenging.
The puck's out of the play.
Red flag, throw it out. That's not a fucking goal. Are you kidding me? Yeah, but I mean that's just my. I like hockey. It's fun to watch. Playoff hockey is great, but it's just like the regular season doesn't mean anything in hockey at all because you can finish. The AC, like the Kings, they won. You don't have. It doesn't matter. Home ice advantage doesn't matter at all.
Home ice matters in hockey because you get the last line change before every faceoff.
Well, yeah, but I mean in the general thing, you don't. It doesn't matter. Like you playing at home doesn't give you an advantage like it does in basketball and football.
Yeah, which never makes sense to me.
I don't know. But I don't get the whole home field thing. I guess you get more comfortable playing somewhere. I don't know. But
no, it's such a big difference in basketball. Like you'll lose by 30 away and then win by 30 at home. It makes no sense.
Yeah. I think the best. I don't know why I think the best playoffs is baseball over hockey.
Mm-hmm.
I love playoff baseball. It's just because every single pitch is something.
And I think why like football is so popular is because there's only 16 games.
Yeah.
I think it's really hard for like I play baseball since I was 9 and I still cannot watch any baseball until at least the All-Star break.
Yeah.
162 games is way too much and I can understand how 82 games could be a lot for the casual sports fan.
Yeah, that's why it is such a long like the Phillies it's just so hard to just keep I mean it's
I feel bad for that. And I'm like, I mean, we know being Phillies fans, but like when in 162 games, when your team is shitty too, that's the worst part.
So I kind of
like that season won't end. Like,
so you're Kansas City.
I mean, no, I kind of, I think I'd rather be like, I think I like watching the Phillies. And if I was, I'd rather, like, I think of being a Royals fan now would probably be better. Or like, I'll say an Astros fan. I follow baseball too much, but I would say I would rather be an Astros fan now than a Phillies fan in like 2009 because. The whole regular season was just pointless. Like, it didn't matter. You knew they were going to get in the playoffs, and you're just like, where are the playoffs? And it's 162 games, where are the playoffs?
Exactly.
Like, the Astros now, like, I am crazy about baseball. They have, like, the best farm system ever. And, like, you're going to be watching a team.
And who built that? Ed Wade.
Yeah. Well, no, it wasn't Ed Wade. It's the guy that they got. I don't know names. So, the guy they got from the Cardinals now runs them. And he's... amazing. Like
I was gonna make fun of you for not knowing the name, but you knew where he came from.
Yeah,
so
he came.
Just
I'm pretty sure he came from the Cardinals. He was the one that built. Like he's the guy that got Matt Carpenter.
He came from the Miami Heat.
But no, I can't think of his name. He was actually just on Jay Moore's podcast, which is why I know who he is. So Jay Moore, if you never listen, which you never will.
Would you like to plug that?
Yes, Jay Moore podcast. That's great. You can find it on iTunes with us.
well ahead of ours.
Yeah. But no, like they have their farm system is just insane. Like it's just, and it'd be more. I would be more fun watching like young kids that are 22 come up and all of a sudden hit 340 with 40 home runs. Like, just watching Jimmy Rollins and Ryan Howard play until the playoffs comes, just kind of like, this is what I saw last year. Let's just get to the playoffs and try.
Yeah.
It kind of sucks, but like, what sucks about the Phillies is they don't have any young guys. Like, they don't, like, I know everybody's complaining, Ruby tomorrow, but they don't have any of that guy that's going to, you're going to be fun to watch besides Dominic Brown.
Who well,
that
Franco kid's going to end up being pretty
good.
Yeah,
but he's not going to probably gonna play this year. Well, he might, but who knows?
I get mad at the Phillies fans that talk shit on Amaro. Now, my friend Rick, he is big into baseball, so he hates Amaro, but he has legitimate reasons. He'll break it down why he hates Amaro. But to me, a lot of the reasons why people hate him, I feel like they get mad because he traded, like, the farm system away to get, like, a couple players. It's like, these are all moves, like, we all wanted.
Yeah.
We all wanted these moves, and now that we don't...
We talked about this last week.
Did we?
Yes.
Well, then let's move on.
Stop getting high.
Do we talk about... Because some dude, when they posted that shit about the kid that that they ratted out... Did you see that?
Yes, the college kid that didn't sign.
Yeah, there's a Deadspin post on Facebook, and some guy was like, Grubauer was the worst. He traded away all our farm for these guys, and they didn't win shit, blah, blah, blah. And I simply asked him, like, who did they trade away that you'd still want? And he never answered. But there's nobody. The only guys that they traded that are worth shit are the
Vance Worley, man.
Vance Worley for a 23-year-old center fielder.
He was awful.
Who had a 7 ERA for a 23-year-old center fielder, but it's a good leadoff hitter. But anyway, so the Cozar kid that went to Houston actually pitched well last year. Then the D'Arno catcher that the Mets have is supposed to be good, but he hasn't played really yet. And that's it. Like, fucking Kyle Drabek has blown his arm out 9 times.
Yeah.
The kid they traded for Cliff Lee, that Jason Knapp kid, is completely out of baseball.
Well, remember back in the day, like 7-8 years ago, Gavin Floyd was our savior. He did nothing.
Yeah, and they traded him.
We traded him for what, Freddie Garcia?
Well, they actually traded, this is my favorite trade in Phillies history, they traded Gavin Floyd and Gio Gonzalez for Freddie Garcia.
Who won
2 games?
A gem.
That's great right there.
Yeah, that's a great trade.
Let's switch.
So you being a big basketball fan, what do you think of this? The Sixers and their 7 picks they got. Because in the history that I remember of watching anything involving the NBA draft, it seems like the Sixers always blow their picks.
Yeah,
like the one year we had 3 first round picks.
I don't know. Sean Bradley was a sleeper. He was a good pick.
Sean Bradley was amazing. He was fun at least. I think it's good.
I think they only took him because he was 7 feet 6 inches.
Probably.
That's stupid. But I kind of like the deals. I mean, everybody's like, I don't know why they traded Evan Turner. He was leaving. They weren't going to sign him.
He was awful.
I don't think he was awful. I just think he had Iguodala syndrome. Iguodala and Turner's going to be way better in Indiana than he's going to be on the Sixers. He's not the guy. He thinks he's the guy.
Yeah.
He's going to a team with a bunch of guys that know they're the guy
who
can legitimately beat the Heat and win a title. And he's going to be put in place. And like Iguodala was the same thing. But Iguodala's playing shittily. That's a word.
Shittily.
Dictionary.com.
In Golden State right now. But
at it.
You use microcosms and shittily.
Shittily. That's my second big word of that.
It's not a word.
It's a word. But I think the Sixers did okay. I mean, they're just going to load up. They're just going to have to get lucky. A lot of good people that are good now in the NBA aren't first the top 5 picks. My concern is the people that are everybody's raving about, Coffee McCoffers. I can tell you what you call if I look at the little thing on Audacity and you see just a big spike. You put a cough filter in.
I can just tell because I can just see him like curl into the corner and try to cover it.
Yeah, I know. I don't think I'm trying to hide.
I'm going to turn my head because it's way quieter 1 foot away from the mic than it is right here. It's way quieter back here.
Well, fine. I'll just cough right in the mic.
Might as well. What the hell? It's no difference.
I got the black lung, Pop.
Yeah, well, the Sixers suck, but they'll be good. I think they have a good idea. Because you got to just get young guys and keep them.
You
got
to suck to be good.
Yeah, it's the NBA is that way. You can't do it in baseball.
That's why after we traded Barkley, we were awful till we got Iverson.
Yeah, you can't do it in baseball. Even football, you have to get lucky. Football, you can get the wrong pick and all that shit.
It depends. Like Tom Brady, if he goes anywhere else, he's not as successful as he is at the Patriots.
Yeah, but like the Sixers have a million picks.
We don't know that.
Well, I'm gonna say because I hate them. So shut your face.
Although that is the argument on why I say that Peyton Manning is better than Tom Brady, even though he lost in the Super Bowl just now. He did pretty much the same thing he did while he was in Indianapolis. He came over to Denver and just pretty much picked up where he left off.
I would say Brady. I would personally argue say Brady over.
I would like to see Brady on another team and see if he can.
I think he'd be better because the Super Bowl is another relevant topic that just happened this weekend, luckily. But when the Super Bowl happened, Manning fucking, he sucked. And the whole week I was like, well, you know, the offensive line didn't do this and blah, blah, blah. The year that the Patriots were 16-0 and lost in the Super Bowl, Brady got his ass beat the entire fucking game. He got destroyed the whole game, left the field with like a minute, 2 minutes left with the lead, and they lost the game. Manning had never, was even, like, there's never 1 minute of that game you're like, oh, the fucking Broncos are going to come back. I just wish because I had money on them like an idiot. But there's no point in that game where like, oh, dude, they're gonna pull us out. It was nothing. They were just flat. And Brady, at least, like, I think Brady would have done better in that game. I don't know if he would have won that game, but I think he would have done better in that game. But that's a whole different
thing. I didn't actually watch the Super Bowl because I had work.
Yeah, but I don't have an opinion on it.
Did anyone say something about a prelude to the things to come after the very first play of the game?
I don't even remember.
Yeah, it was a safety.
Yeah. First play of the game.
It's any sport. Like,
no, what I'm saying.
Baseball.
No, what I'm saying, like,
your
first play getting the Super Bowl, you're trying to make a statement and safety. Like the way the game, the whole game went,
it was
ended.
Terrible.
Yeah, but then they come back and win, they fought adversity.
Well,
blah,
yeah,
blah,
no,
blah.
You're right. But it's just funny.
Adversary.
They
all fight adversaries.
Today's my adversary.
Adversary.
Right, so I'm bored with sports.
I'm just saying it's enough sports because people already turned it off.
Yeah. Oh, good. More sports that nobody cares about. Let's talk about soccer.
Who do you have in the water polo championships this week?
Who's in it?
Fucking no, I mean, you'll try and bet on somebody, though.
I'll bet.
Did anyone watch this week's episode of Lost?
No, I did not. If either of you guys watched, there's a show on TLC, speaking of shows, called 90 Day Fiancé. Have you guys even seen
it?
No, I have a penis.
Penis has nothing to do with it. It's not about, oh, look, happy weddings. These dudes meet these people, like, either online. It's not mail. It sounds like it's mail order brideship. It's not, well, allegedly.
Does your girl make you watch this?
No, I actually told her to watch it. It was, these dudes, like, meet these chicks overseas or do whatever. Like, the one girl's from Brazil, one's from Russia, one's from the Philippines, one's from Colombia. I think that's four. I think there's only four. But, like, they have to fly them over, and then they have to get their visa, the K-1 visa. You have 90 days to marry them, or they have to go back. And it's fucking great. Like, this one dude's a Mormon. He's a lunatic. Like, they can't have sex. So his friend had to come over and sleep on the couch with him while she slept in the bedroom. And then, after the friend had to work, which most people do, he's just dropped her off at his parents' house for, like, a week. Like, he's out at work. Like, could you imagine being in this little town in Brazil? Somebody grabs you and puts you in this house in California with people's parents you've never met, and then they, like, go to work, and you're just in a house by yourself, like, the fuck? And it's just
what's
crazy.
This running water?
It's fucking crazy, and, like, it's just, it's such a good fucking show. I don't know why I thought of it, but it's just good.
I don't know why you thought of it either.
TLC, The Learning Channel.
I think it's TLC. It's one of those fucking channels.
They're all the same.
Yeah.
Discovery, whatever.
Discovery's not the same as TLC.
It's all the same. It's all between the same bracket of channels.
I won't complain about a show, Axeman, which I watch History Channel because I watch Pawn Stars for no reason.
Pawn Stars, and I like.
I watch Hardcore Pawn. I think that's better than Pawn Stars.
No, Hardcore Pawn is way more fake than Pawn Stars. It's
dude,
terrible.
Pawn Stars are only there for taping of the show.
I know, but Hardcore Pawn is the same thing. They have actors and whatever.
I say it all the time before. Yeah. It's entertaining.
Yeah.
It's more entertaining.
It's more entertaining, yeah.
A hardcore pawn.
I'm not watching to see what somebody got for
a
fucking lane.
It's hard for me to believe that show is real. No, hardcore pawn. Because
they're all fake.
I know, but I mean.
Well, look, the story came out. What's that show when you bet on
Storage
Wars? Yeah. They were putting things of higher value in the lockers.
Yeah.
Well, I heard a lot. That all. Because I actually watched that show. And from what I was reading, that all came after the one dude. I forget his name. But he got kicked off the show.
The dude who yells yup.
Yeah,
that's
yup.
Fucking idiot.
Then he tried to sue the show, and then after he lost that's when he started coming out saying that everything was all predetermined. And,
yeah.
And they would, but even if they were putting stuff in before anyone knew, like, you still lost you didn't bid right. Like,
yeah.
You still lost.
It's fucking nuts. I used to watch that show, and it just got really fucking annoying.
That's every show. Like, I used to watch Bragg and Chopper got annoying. Like, every show. They play it too long.
It's when it's like the same show every week. Every
episode
is like the same thing.
Build another badass bike. Okay.
Yeah.
Now
and
what?
Then you got the dad and the son yelling at each other.
Exactly. That was just then for they TV.
Then they decide to start their own company.
Yeah, because they keep the show keep it going. Let's start our own show.
Then they get back and then they kiss and make up and they start talking. Even though I heard the American chopper dudes are like in real life like they're giant assholes.
Oh, they probably are.
Like I had a friend of mine who said his friend had like 10 grand in his pocket and was like, I want to go like get a bike, whatever. And he went up to him and was talking to him. He's like, listen, if you don't got less than 10 grand, don't even bother coming in. Like, it was like a dickhead, too. And he's like, actually, I did have 10 grand, but now I don't even want your fucking bike because I know what people that can do it 10 times better than you. And that's what these shows do.
He's like, he's butter. I didn't want it anyway.
You can't fire me. I quit.
I knew people could build better ones, even though I came to you first.
And I think that's one of the problems of these shows is that these, like, a lot of them are really good at what they do, but they're not the best at what they do. But then the shows pretty much make them think it's
commercial.
That they are.
Yeah. It's a commercial with commercials in between.
Yeah,
exactly.
But the reason I was mentioning the History Channel is because I watched Pawn Stars. They had a commercial for the show Axemen every fucking 64 seconds. And, like, everything looks like it's going to be the craziest episode. Like, people are dying.
The commercials.
Yeah, they're like, oh, my God. Yeah, but I watched one. None of that shit happens. They just have, like, they just show pictures of trees falling on cars, and it doesn't mean anything. Nobody's in the car. Like, it's all, like, a big setup. It's the commercials make you want to watch it, and you watch it, and nothing from the commercial actually happened. Like, the way they paint it, none of it happens.
It's like, oh, I'm going to watch it. Somebody's going
to
die.
The one they showed, they tried to make it look like this dude was driving up the road in his blue pickup truck, and then looked like then the next clip was it being held up by a crane and dropped. Like, I was like, this is great. And then some guy's like yelling, talking shit, like, yeah, what now? And I'm like, and I watch it, and none of that happened. Like, the guy was out of the truck, and then they were arguing, and then they're like, the truck was like, they dropped trees on it, and it was, it's so stupid. It's like
but the ratings were great, and they already got renewed for a second.
Yeah,
season,
but
probably.
It's all because of the commercial.
It's like the show Gold Rush, or is he that show?
I remember seeing the commercials for that. They were the same way.
The same way.
Yeah, it always looked like the world was going to end every episode.
It's like the Finding Bigfoot shows.
And then they,
spoiler alert, they never find them.
The most, I think the most action in that show was I can't explain because I don't dig for gold, but they had a little bit of gold in this one area, but he decided to dig under it because there was more gold underneath that. Mm-hmm. But he was just throwing that all away, and the head foreman was yelling at him for just, he's like, oh, that's money we're throwing away. Even though it's a little bit, it's still money. And it's like, really? Like, this is it? This was the show that I was like, got excited for? Yeah. I want to see, like
the funny
people
thing with
melting
all these
down
shows
gold
is like
and being dipped in it.
Yeah, the funny thing with all these shows is like how you have people try to become the TV show. Like you have all these people. Oh, I buy lockers now. No, you go to storage facilities and you bid like a retard. It's all on TV. Like, you want to buy this DVD player? Like, no, yeah, I don't.
It's fucking stupid. Like, the whole, I think, I don't know if you were trying to say this, but the thing I hate about this reality show is you know, I could just be saying exactly what you're saying. But, like, on that Storage Wars show, that dude, is his name Dave? Is that guy?
Yeah.
That guy tried to make, like, become a star, but he's not. He's a fucking dude with a fucking yup on his hat. Like, you're not.
Yeah, dude, I bought something on eBay the other day. The fucking dude's name is Yup, like, 37 U's. Like, no, I'm not buying from you.
Like, the exact point, the exact proof of that doesn't mean anything is you just said I don't remember the guy's name. And those people, I had to think about it. And I used to watch that show all the time.
Yeah,
I watched the whole marathon.
That's the thing, with the whole poker boom 10 years ago. Everybody, every time I went to go play poker, there was some tool wearing glasses.
That's why I can't play poker.
A hoodie.
Yeah.
Like, stop.
Like, poker's fun to play at a casino, and I've said it, and I'm like, I won't play poker at a casino because I don't want to play poker with poker players. Because they're like, oh, what do you got? I'm like, dude, there's $8 on this fucking hand. I'm like, I'll give you $8 if you shut up and
play. Dude, you got a World Series of Poker hat, a World Series of Poker t-shirt.
And I do play poker.
And you'll do the stupid ass fucking hand signals that they see on TV.
Yeah.
I do play poker. The chip tricks.
The chip tricks I do because when I play at a casino, I'm always fidgeting, so that's I can understand.
The chip tricks I can understand. That's my ADD. Like,
yeah,
well,
that's
the same.
I got a buddy who knows every chip trick, but he sucks at fucking poker. So yeah, you look good. You just you're giving people your money.
That's like
knowing
all the deeks in hockey and just not having a shot at all. Like, I get everybody and
bounces off. Charlie Conway.
That is actually me in basketball. I can't dribble, but what I can do is I'm usually good at like guarding, and I can pro hop my way in. Mm. I'll pro hop, and I'll get to the rim, and I'm like, yeah, I got it, and it just rolls off the back of the rim. Every single time. At the bottom
of the rim. And they're all your stories that day, I just picture you running around with a ball trying to hit a shot, like a 70-year-old.
You're just doing like this, like cradling and throwing elbows. Think you're going
through, like you're going through a gauntlet in fucking football practice.
I was like, I'm playing Assault in American Gladiator.
That's American Gladiators. They didn't bring that back.
They did, like 12 times.
I know. It was never as good as the first.
It wasn't.
RIP, American Gladiators. If any American Gladiators listen, we'd love to have you on the show.
Nitro. I was just about
to say. Siren, I know you can't hear this, Siren, but if you somebody makes you hear this or tells you about it, come
just make up words, laser and shit. Gold.
I'm upset that I just made a deaf American Gladiator joke and nobody acknowledged it.
I didn't hear you.
No. Siren was the deaf girl. There was
I
a deaf
didn't even know she was deaf.
Oh, man. Well, anybody that
did
got that joke,
that come
thank
before
you.
Before lost?
No. I think it was way before lost.
And this is the last podcast
because
I'm pissed now.
Because I always thought it was ironic the girl named Siren was deaf.
Never even knew she was
deaf.
Didn't
make any sense.
Nope.
Maybe she's not. Let me look this up while we talk. Because I could just be outing some poor, if she's listening. I guess I'll find out.
I was saying, they didn't really talk too much.
Siren's like on her way.
All I know is Gemini looked like Danny Glover.
Siren.
That's inappropriate.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, it's inappropriate.
Too soon?
Too soon. People have been deaf forever.
Is that wrong? Is that wrong that I'm making fun of deaf people? I'm just
way too much that's wrong. This is way too much to read.
Yeah, stop reading.
I'm read a Wikipedia page. I think this is the same person. Well, I don't know.
Speaking of all this, this is what I love about radio and a podcast is you can look like a bum, you can do pretty much whatever you want. I look like a fucking asshole right
now.
Dude,
are your sweatpants inside out?
They are inside out because I wear these pants under my work pants because since I
work
at
Wawa, you have to think you're a contractor.
Oh, yeah, well, I gotta walk the fucking to the train station and it's fucking cold. I don't care if you call me a bitch, a pussy, everyone. I hate the cold.
You're a bitch and you're a pussy.
She was deaf. All right, good. So she was deaf.
She came here.
Well, this takes a really depressing turn. During the 1980s, Beatty? I guess her name's Beatty. Joined the American Gladiator show as Siren, performing 44 episodes between 92 and 97. Because she was deaf, she received visual cues from Larry Thomas as well as fellow gladiators, blah, 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 blah. Beatty, who had long battled manic depression, attempted suicide by hanging herself in Portland on February 13, 2008, and died 3 days later without regaining consciousness. So she killed herself.
Because
that's great. Now I feel bad. People like me.
Because Mike Brochet made fun of her.
Well, yeah. Because
I made fun of her.
You just killed two people.
Yeah, but I was making fun of her after she's dead.
I'm going to post on Facebook, RIP Siren, 4 years ago. She actually died, like, it was like a week ago, it would be 5 years or four, 7 years.
Well, that
means
that actually works for a podcast.
I'm really good at math, too. But
we like to talk about current events.
Yeah, talk about Siren.
Well, speaking of current events, that bill, is that the bill in Arizona?
Oh, yeah, that thing. I don't know how I feel about the whole Arizona turn away gays thing. I didn't read
Just saw that. I know nothing about it right now. I saw a little thing on Facebook.
Hurry up, grab your phone so you can get
everyone grab your phone. Let's go.
From just on the outside looking in, I'm always on the side of freedom. And I know that you could argue that being able to go to any place you want to go is not freedom. But the owner basically makes the rules. Whoever owns, he should be allowed to not serve people that he wants. If a guy that's homeless comes in and is fucking causing, not even causing shit, just being stinky. Like, you might not want them fucking in there. And that's excuse me, sir, you're being stinky.
I would love to be able to kick people out of my store for that.
Yeah.
All the homeless people come in.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard because it's only gay people. Like, I don't care if people are gay. Like, I have no problem with anybody. I don't care.
You want owners to be able to do whatever
they want. Yeah, it should be. Everybody talks about freedom, but I think they get freedom confused with, I should be able to go to this restaurant. If I go on Yelp, we went to dinner last night, and the place is really good. I won't plug it because it was one time. If we go again, it's good. I'll plug it.
One of our 8 listeners was out.
Actually, our subscribers are up to, I think, 33. All
right.
So we're cranking out.
It's all friends and family.
Yeah. what's funny is I have way more than 33 friends and family, and I'm sure you both do as well. So you fuckers not listening, I don't know why. This is where I'm going to try to tell you to listen because you're not listening. But anyway. So, if I went on Yelp and I blasted this place, say I just blasted the place, and then I went back, and then they said, oh, we don't want you here, because I tried. Say I was single, and I took, this one girl really liked this place, and I trashed it on Yelp, and I was like, oh, well, I can't, she wants to go there, let's go back. And they kicked me out. It's my they should have the right to tell me. Like, I'll be pissed, and I think that's the problem. Is people get pissed when they get told you can't do this, and then they're like, "Well, I should be able to." It's like when you were a kid, and people were like, "Oh, yeah. You stop doing this." Like, oh, it's free country. Remember you used to fucking say that when you were a kid?
Free country.
Yeah, that doesn't really work. People still do it now, and it doesn't really work. So
it's like if you're dressed like a criminal, I should be able to dress like a criminal.
No, you shouldn't.
Take your hood and your mask off and stop going to 7-Eleven.
I think it's a real. I mean, I think that people like again. I think they should be able to turn away whoever they want to turn away. The fact that it's a like a
group, he's the one losing money.
Yeah, it's his own fault, and other people won't. It's not just the gays that weren't going to go. Other people that are really in support of it and they have all the rights in the world to do it just aren't going to go. It's his own dumb idea. It's your own dumb idea. But I think the whole if it was anything else besides gays, it probably wouldn't be just because of how hot the topic is nowadays. I don't know. I don't really have a. It's tough. It's tough to say. Oh, I feel either way. What are your thoughts on it?
I see both sides. Yeah. Like, I think as an owner, you can turn away whoever you want because in the end, you're the one losing money.
Yeah.
Like, but then again, nobody walks in with a shirt that says, "Hi, I'm gay."
Have you ever been to my Wawa? Comes at like 2 o'clock in the morning on a Friday. There's a lot of people that come in with shirts that say, "I am gay."
Well, that's because your Wawa.
They might not actually.
Where's your Wawa again?
In the neighborhood.
9th and Walnut.
Yeah,
in the neighborhood.
That's what, 4 blocks, 3 blocks away?
There's this one. There's two specifically I remember. There's one, I guess I'll call him a her.
Shim.
She. It's a he. It's definitely a guy. But he's. If you just a quick glance, you would think that she might be a hot girl. But when you actually look at,
so he fell for it. That's what he's trying.
No.
That's what he's telling us.
So again, did you fuck her?
No. Yes, I did.
Shouldn't it look like Shrek?
But no. I'll tell you that being in the gayborhood, that I will not hit on any girls. It's really hard for me to try to. It takes a lot for me to want to actually talk to girls because I'm so afraid that I'm gonna end up talking to some girl who is an actual man.
Oh,
because
boy.
There's a few that come in that you think's a girl until they actually open their mouth and you're like, fuck.
For some reason, I just picture like a girl in a skirt. You just walk up and like just lift her skirt. All right, cool. What's up? Like, what's going on?
Do you have a penis? This one, like, she, him. Like 6'2", she's got. Like,
dude, why would you hit on somebody 6'2"?
I'm not hitting on the, anyway, but like 6-inch heels, like convincing, like they are dressed to the nines and they go all out. But then you got the ones that I don't understand some of these like drag queens and gay people that like you can obviously they have so much makeup on that it just makes them look like a scary
mannequin.
Man, a scary
start
mannequin.
Start checking for Adam's apples.
No, I mean, you look at them and it's like, yeah, that's a man, but they're like, they got the eye makeup, the shadow, all the blush here, and it's like, no.
You're describing Mimi from Drew Carey.
They're dressed up like Mimi from Drew Carey, and they think that they're hot, too.
Yeah, I don't
know. Well, most girls in a bar that dress like that think they're hot and they're not. Shrek probably thought she was hot.
Oh, yeah, she did. That's the problem. I don't get the whole drag. I don't know if I get the drag thing. I don't think that there's... Nobody, if you ever see a drag queen, nobody ever, like, just, it's never just, like a casual thing. You never just, like, oh, there's, you don't just, like, go like this.
It's then, like RuPaul.
Yeah, it's like, but you, like, people I think that do that, I think are just, like, I don't want to call them attention whores, because it's probably not, whore is probably not the right word, but they just like attention.
Yeah.
Because nobody ignores, like, if a drag queen walks anywhere, nobody's like, oh, there's another person. It was like, there's a drag queen. They're like, oh, what are you doing? Like, you want to take pictures?
Like, them walking by is like a parade.
Yeah, it's like, it's kind of like a celebrity thing.
And that's what they go for.
Yeah.
They want that attention.
And then as soon as you stare, what are you looking at? I can do what I want. It's
a
free country.
It's a free country.
It's free country. I can do what I want.
I don't know. Didn't your brother gay?
Yeah, my brother. But even my brother will tell you, like, he doesn't like the, like, really flamboyant
gays.
Yeah, that's
why the guys I don't. I just think it's a whole, I don't like the look at me, I'm gay people. Like, I don't mind if,
yeah.
I don't not like them, but I just don't like the whole, like, look
that's
at me attitude of anybody.
That's the only part that I don't
like straight people who are all look at me.
Yeah, I don't like that crap. And especially, I mean, that's what I think.
That's stinky.
Yeah, like, I think some people are gay, like, just because they want, like,
the intention of it.
Yeah, like, oh, look at me, I'm gay, because I think...
I don't think that anyone... I think that like if they're gay, they're gay. Like there's yeah. no like it's like I'm gonna be gay just to like yeah.
You're 90% of bisexual girls just do it for the attention of it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, like that's what I said. One comedian said that there's no such thing as lesbians because they use dick paraphernalia. So clearly you like men. You just might not like our personalities yeah. that go with it.
I don't blame them.
Yeah, I don't blame them either.
We're awful human beings.
It's the whole gay homosexual thing, it's very, I can understand both sides on why both sides are
now the way they how are. Did you feel about gays before your brother came out?
I had no problem with him. Yeah. I was friends with gay people in high school. I don't even the real flamboyant ones. I think
it's funny, but mostly I know they don't find me attractive.
I know it's cliche and a lot of people say I don't treat anyone different based on I might personally act different. Like if I'm hanging around a lot of my black friends, the black in me might come out a little bit more. But I don't really.
You're disgusting.
I wouldn't say that I treat anyone any differently, but I can understand. I was talking to my uncle and he said the problem that he has with the whole thing is if he feels like it's being shoved in their face. And,
yeah, I don't people don't like that.
And it's they're being forced to accept it, even though it may feel them uncomfortable. I can hang out with gay people, but I would tell you that there is a line where I do, or even myself will get uncomfortable. I was at a party and I'm just sitting on the couch.
Some guy just starts sucking my dick.
He just starts sucking my dick. I'm like, whoa.
I was hand drunk.
I'm like, he shaved the mustache first, and then maybe you can get back on.
I was like, all right, hello there. But
hello, soldier.
My gay friends, Mike and Dave, they just like
this Mike.
This morning, they just plopped right down next to me and started making out with each other. I'm like, all right, dude, all right, listen, I'm cool with you, but
what's the difference between a guy and a girl sitting next to you?
But if a guy and a girl would have sat next to me, but
they're not going to care who's fucking next to them. They're just trying to hook up.
Exactly. But if a guy and a girl sat next to me and started making out, I'd even move yo, dude, come on, back up. But
I feel like you would have took your phone out and start recording.
Yes, I probably would have. I can understand, I don't have a problem with gays, but I can say that there are times where I might feel uncomfortable because I'm not gay and I don't want to get hit on.
This reminds me.
I think it's contagious.
we a while ago we had, I don't know why this comes up, but this is a topic we bring up. We were having an argument. I believe we were in the mountains all drinking, and we were having an argument that which one of these is more gay? If you were passionately making out with a guy, all into it, heavy petting and all, or just sucking a guy's dick. Which one is more gay?
Probably the making out.
That's
actually.
Exactly what I said.
See, I don't know because
you can suck a dick and be lazy. Yeah, about
just,
it. Like, eh,
just get it over with.
But it's gotta be.
I lost the bet.
Yeah. Is that
the passion thing good? Brings it? I think to the whole gay level. That's what my argument was. I don't know, that was a.
Thing. But I just think that and this is as someone who has a gay brother. It's kind of I see it as the whole civil rights thing, back in the 60s. It's a shitty thing that the way that a lot of these gay people are being treated. But at the same time, I think that some people feel more entitled because they're gay and because of the time that we live in. They're the ones that are for you have to accept me because I'm gay. I don't think anyone should have to accept someone for being gay or maybe I'm saying it wrong. I hope you understand what I'm talking about.
I do.
But, I think I still, I told my cousin, because she said that she's tired of being treated like a second-class citizen because she's gay. And I'm like, you're not being treated like a second-class citizen. I was like, you can vote. There's a lot of shit that you can do.
Yeah,
there's a lot of shit you can do. Back in, before the 20s, women weren't even allowed to do anything. They weren't allowed to vote. They had no say in anything. That's being treated like a second-class citizen. Yeah. Cops, taking the hoses and fucking and hosing down all the black people, for no reason at all. Yeah. That's being treated like a second-class citizen. Being told that you can't get married at a church because their religion doesn't allow it, that's not really being treated like
that's
a second class citizen.
A piece of fucking paper.
Yeah.
But you get married just to have a piece of paper. You can still live and act as if you're married without that little piece of paper.
And I think that there's some gays out there that really take offense to anything said against them. I'm sure every black person's been called the N-word. I'm sure every Hispanic person's been called a spick. I've been called a
honky. How
come
you say N-word but then you say spick? There goes society for you.
Yeah, there we go.
You can't say the N-word,
but you can say spick.
Yeah.
Well, at least I said nigger last week in that conversation.
Just
But yeah, but
sorry, Migs.
But they take it too far. Like it's like I told my brother. Like I told him, like you have to. Gay people have to just endure right now. Like they just have to.
It's still relatively new.
They just have to. Have to just go through it because it seems like every race or whatever that's not white male has had to go through a point in history where they were being treated like shit, and then they overcame, and now everything's
fine. Well, not just even now. There's more media out there. You have Twitter. You have this. You have that. You have 100 times the media that you had 20 years ago. So you're always going to find an article going against whatever you want.
And people got to stop. Really, they take these comments on like Twitter and Facebook, and they take it like too personal. Like that's what the internet is. Any Yahoo can anonymously call anyone a nigger, a spick, or a faggot, or whatever, and you won't know. But it's when people look at that comment, they don't know who that person is, and they like, oh, look at that, like this is the shit I'm talking about. People hating on me, whatever.
Keyboard warriors who won't say to your
face.
Exactly.
It's just like unless it's being said to your face, who the fuck cares what anyone says on the internet? Just
endure. Stop reading the internet.
Through, we will overcome.
I said it last week, and it's everybody. A lot of people think that they have the right to be liked by everybody, and they get disappointed. It's an unachievable goal that people get disappointed when they don't achieve.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense that
there's a lot of people that hate me.
No, yeah, most people that are listening to this, people that are on my Facebook thing, probably don't even like me. They don't probably there's Facebook friends I have that probably don't really even like me.
Yep. My
family don't like me.
Yeah, why would you waste your time? Like I don't get it. Like
it's these people who want everybody to like them, but then at the same time they say I don't care what people think.
Yeah,
Don't get me wrong. I support all like the foundations that are trying to like bring to light, you know, to make gay people feel comfortable, like Ally and all those others, whatever. Yeah. Like I'm not taking away anything from those people, but it's like you just it's kind of like the extreme gays that are pretty much making it harder for everyone else.
Yeah.
Just like not all black people are thugs and criminals, but. But the ones that are, it's like it really makes everyone else look bad. Like all right, like welfare. Like everyone thinks that people on welfare are lazy. They don't want to work. Yeah. All they want to do is just collect the checks, sit home. I can tell you firsthand that's not true. But I can it does become hard for me to defend welfare when I see all these people coming into welfare.
There's too many that do that to defend the people that they really ruin everyone else.
Yeah.
Because the woman in front of the line is just getting bread, eggs, milk, while the woman behind her with the welfare card is getting
six sandwiches, six classic sandwiches at like $7 a piece, and they spent $100 for like one meal.
Yes,
I had a great experience with welfare actually, because I worked at a hospital and I fucking blew my knee out playing football somewhere in the Northeast, and was that a cough or did you? I don't know what that noise was.
Trying to hide it.
I don't know what happened over there.
He went into the corner.
But we
I got mucus. God damn it.
Maybe we should take some Mucinex before you get
Dude,
it.
Dude, I take medicine.
No, you Mucinex. It fucking dries you up. So I tore my knee up playing football, which is just as terrible. I bought a car, and like it was terrible. It was terrible timing. So I couldn't work because I worked at a hospital where I had to walk around. I had to take people around it, but whatever. So I had to go. I went on welfare just for the medical part because I wasn't full time at the hospital because I had no benefits. So I went and I went through all this shit and they had to fill all these fucking forms. It was a pain in the dick, and I specifically just wanted the medical stuff. And
you just didn't want to pay for anything.
Well, no, I couldn't afford a lot. Exactly. Like, I didn't. There was nothing really that was too expensive, but in case I had to get surgery and shit, like I didn't have to get any of that. But it was just like in case. So I went and I filled everything out, and then I was done with, and I was like almost back to work, and I get a thing in the mail, like you get things in the mail from them and all, and I never really opened them because it was what the hell do I care? Like I didn't really, I never really actually used the I had used it for a doctor, but whatever. So I get a thing, and I was like, I'll open it and see. I had like $580 of food stamps, which I never asked for.
Yeah, I'm videotaping this. This is going on. This is going on Facebook.
All right. So we went and we fucking food shopped. It was like supermarket sweep. We just fucking went and we food shopped. We filled a fucking cart, like overflowed it with
shit.
You
stopped turning like a fucking oscillating fan. He's like this. Look at this.
I'm gonna put this on advertising.
And it was awesome. I understand, like that one shopping trip made me realize why. Like it's so. If you have the experience where you aren't working and you can go buy anything you want,
yeah.
why would you go back to working?
There's no reason to. There's videos of people bragging about it.
Yeah, it's and like same with unemployment. Like my dad had a friend who lived with a friend, like his whole thing. But he was telling me about that they had this roommate who was like my age, and like he was on welfare and like had horrible teeth. He could like he was, all this shit was wrong with him, but he wouldn't work because he literally said like, why would I work? I make more not working.
Yeah.
And it's just terrible. That's
the mentality people get.
That's the mentality that sucks you in. It's the people get fucked over. Like, the reason why I actually was on unemployment once in my life because I worked at the same hospital, closed. And like, obviously, you can't work in a closed hospital. Well, you can, but nobody's going to pay you.
Yeah.
So I got laid off and I was on unemployment for 6 months. And it's just so great being able to fucking play Xbox. Wake up at fucking 1. Yeah. It's the greatest thing in the world.
And then you call a phone number or go online to get your check.
But when I was on it, I was on it for when the hospital closed. I think it was like the late 90s, maybe early 2000s. But like, it had to be early 2000s because it was probably like 2002-ish, 2003-ish. But when it closed, like, it's the best. Like, you don't have to do anything. It's just, I didn't have to call anything. I just had a check.
Yeah.
And it's the greatest thing in the world. Like, and I understand now, it's just that drive of having to do something to get money that people lose in that process sometimes.
Well, about a year and a half ago, I was fired into an email. And I went on unemployment, but the way I work is, well, not work, but the way I am is, I get fucking bored. There's always so many naps I can take. There's always so much Netflix I can play. Mm-hmm. I've never been big into video games, so I'm the type of person who would seriously fill out 7 to 8 applications a day online anywhere. Mm-hmm. Finally found something. But I can't do that, but that's me. Like, I can't even take a day off from work unless I have an agenda of something to do. I can't just say, I'm going to take off work today and sit around and do nothing. I can't. I'm fat, so you would think I'm even lazier than I look.
I think everybody needs days where you do not. Like, there's nothing better. Like, I've taken off a day. Like, it was before Christmas. It's like, I had my friends come over for a Christmas party here. Like, nobody's been to the house. It was like a housewarming Christmas thing. And then, like, Christmas was the next week, so I just had to do, like, I was cooking for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So I just took a day off, and I just did nothing. Like, I literally just watched TV and just sat on my fucking lap. I didn't do anything.
When I took a day off like that is, I think there was a rain delay at the U.S. Open. Phil Mickelson was, like, in the top three. Like, I'm taking off work tomorrow. I gotta watch the end of this. I'm way too captivated by this tournament.
You know, not to go back into sports, I think golf is really underrated in terms of like a sport to watch. But only like the big, like the little tournaments are whatever. But like
the majors
are fucking. Dude, it is so much fun to watch a fucking major. And everyone's like, golf's so boring.
I get so much shit for watching.
Yeah, but like everyone's like, golf's so boring, but it's not. You're not watching the guy hit the ball, then walk 280 yards with the ball. This guy shoots. It's non-stop just golf in your face. Like, if you don't like the sport, I guess you
won't
like it.
There's way more action than I would say in a game of football.
Yeah.
Football is like 7 second play, 35 second huddle.
And just like.
I still can't watch it.
And like, I play golf a lot, and I'm not good.
I play golf a lot too.
I don't. I suck.
And like, it's just like, I get wrapped into like, dude having to make a putt. Like, if we're betting lunch, and I got a fucking 5 footer to make, I'm fucking, my knees are rattling. These guys have like, I was at the U.S. Open that was in Marion. I took my dad for Father's Day. I got the best deal ever. Some fucking dumb broad on Craigslist. Literally, I don't want to call her broad. I take that back. She was a nice woman. She was selling. She had no idea what she had. She was like, she posted on Craigslist, like, I have 2 tickets for the U.S. Open. They were 50, or I forget what the price was. They were like 100, whatever the face value. She was selling for face value on Sunday, on Father's Day at the U.S. Open. I called her immediately when I saw the post, and her call waiting was just going off on the other line.
Yeah.
She's like, oh my God, everybody's texting and calling me. I'm like, I'll meet you right now. Like, just tell me where to go.
Where are you at?
I'm like, where are you? And I fucking drove. But we went to that, and like, just with all those people in that atmosphere to make that putt, plus your own TV, plus it's millions of dollars, plus, like, it's just so, I couldn't even, it's just so much pressure. Like, the golf is the only sport where it's you versus you.
Yep. Yes.
There's no, you're not, you don't, even though the people's scores are different, like, you are your biggest fucking enemy on
the
golf course.
I think one shot per round, somebody should come up behind you and scare you for a new shot.
You don't even need to do that.
No, you really don't. You really, really don't. Like, you hit a bit, like, you can hit, there's some times I hit, like, a fucking great, like, I'm terrible off the tee, I don't know why anybody cares about my golf game, but I'll hit, like, a great tee shot. I'll be, like, a 250-yard shot, like, right in the middle of the fairway. And I'll fucking shank one, and I'll hit a fucking bad shot in the bunker, and I'm like, and then I end up with like an 8. And I was like, I was 150 yards right in the middle of the fairway, and I took an 8.
One shot turns into 4.
And then and then one bad hole can ruin your entire rest of your, it's golf is so.
We'll have to organize a Saturday morning podcast golf outing.
I'm down with that. There's a golf course right across the fucking street.
Yep.
So,
The worst is what always usually happens to me if I'll slice it, hook it, whatever, it'll go into the woods. I'll find like my ball will land in front of the one tree.
That's the worst.
No trees around, but that's the one tree in
give
front.
A little kick.
See, the biggest problem I have is when I got to shoot it through the little hole to get to the other hole when I'm at Mintragoff. That's fucking awful.
The windmill is really
the
tough to time
tough.
It.
Yeah. I hate when it gets stuck in the windmill. Then you got to pull shoot it.
I play Mintragoff like probably once a year, and it's the best. I love it. I mean, we go to Wildwood every. I have like a second family. Like I love my first family, but like they all live in Jersey. My mom lives like I spend time with my parents, but not the out parts of my family. So you know Hoff.
Yeah.
So him and his like his family and like his cousins like, and like their whole family is like my second family. So we go to Wildwood every year and we just do nothing. We would play mini golf.
You collect unemployment?
No. We would just go there. I was like, oh, where are you going on vacation? I'm like, wow, like, oh, what are you gonna do? Fishing? I'm like, no. We go out at noon and drink on the deck. Every day from noon till we fall asleep. That's all we do. We go to the boardwalk. We spend like $100 in Gateway 26 wasting money. It's the best vacation because you don't do anything. I don't know why. But it just reminds me of Hassles, which is where we play mini golf.
Speaking of Wildwood, what about that West?
The Philly list? This is my favorite thing to happen. When these things happen, it just fucking bothers me. Like, there was this list, let's say, people posted all over Facebook. I just had it up.
The 10 things that prove.
Yeah, 10 stereotypes, which I read only, every time.
Yeah, I think I read it only like 4, I think, actually apply to us. And maybe two of them are still suspects.
Yeah, one is the Jersey Shore because, you know, people in Tulsa can't go to the fucking Jersey Shore.
Yeah, but how many
people from New York go down there?
But no, I'm not going to say, but Jersey Shore, like, I don't even consider that because you can go to, like, California and use that beach, or you can go to like Minnesota and say like an ice pond or whatever. But like replace Jersey Shore with every vacation spot and any other spot.
So we'll start
replace every one of these with LA.
So we'll start at number 10. Philadelphians are the most ruthless sports fans in America. I'm going to speak first on this because every year we go on an Eagles road trip. I want to say we've done 11 or 12. We went to like Buffalo, Kansas City, Chicago, San Diego, Tennessee. I've seen games all over this country. And there are people that are just as ruthless, if not worse than us. I went to a Giants game. Remember the Giants game where Vince Young, they won when Eli fumbled up? And we went to that game. We were leaving, and there was this girl just walking down the thing. Just this normal girl. Like, she wasn't loud. She looked like she could be a problem, but she wasn't. She was walking down. These two Spanish dudes tapped her on the shoulder. She turned around. They threw their drinks in her face for no reason. And then she started punching the guy in the face, and the bouncer didn't stop her because he was right there. He knew what happened. And, like, I was there. Giants fans are dicks. They were really – they're fucking – and if you're a Giants fan, fuck you because you're an asshole. But they're just asshole. Like, we've been to so many places. We were in Buffalo. People were throwing fucking rocks at us.
I was in Buffalo a couple years ago.
I went to a Red Bulls game, Red Bulls versus LA Galaxy.
So the seven people there were rowdy?
No, they're
Red Bulls people. Yeah, crazy.
There was at the old Giants stadium. But it was David Beckham's first year. Uh-huh. So, like, every LA Galaxy game across the country was, like, sold out because everyone wanted to see Beckham. I went down. I think we were in the 13th row behind one of the goalposts, and we're walking down, and I got people like yelling at me. I'm like I had no idea what's going on. I had nothing on. Like,
you
had
your inside out sweatpants.
We're going to yeah, that was true. We're going to we're from Philly going to a soccer game. In New York.
That's nothing to do with Philadelphia.
It has nothing to do with Philadelphia. And I'm like, why are these putting me up? And it dawned on me when I finally got to my seat that I had my Eagles hat on. Completely forgot that I had it on. I'm like, oh. And I turn around like, you're just fucking mad. You're from New York. I get on the chair. I'm like, fuck you, New York. So, yeah, they can be
ruthless. And then they just take a picture of you being the asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's how it always happens.
And there was a couple people that had, like, Eagles jerseys on. So, like, they were all like, yeah, fuck New York, whatever. But.
It's everywhere. Except for this one place, there's not ruthless sports fans, and that's Green Bay. We went to Green Bay.
I hear they're quite nice.
Dude, it was the year, remember when Greg Lewis dropped all the punts? It was the first game of the season. It was the 50th, whatever, anniversary of the Packers or something. So we were there, and it was terrible. We're leaving. People are like, oh, thanks for coming out. There were people shaking my hand like, oh, you guys should have had that one. I'm like, it's like, it felt like I was at a Little League game that we just lost. They were the fucking nicest.
Like, were you at
Where's my snow coat?
They were the single, we've been a lot of places. Nobody will be as nice as those. And then I was reading that the Panthers played there, and like this crazy snowstorm just popped up like on the weekend. and all the people from Green Bay brought extra blankets and shit for the people, Carolina fans, because they had no idea the storm was there.
People sound lovely.
Dude, they were. It was the nicest place in the world.
Now,
like,
did
Green
you go
Bay
in wanting to be an asshole with that?
No,
game?
We're not. We go to games. We're not really assholes. We're not like the asshole fans.
You respond. You don't start. You respond.
Yeah, like we'll make fun of people. Like Pittsburgh was the worst. They were the worst fans we've ever done. Like, not being ruthless. They left at halftime. That was the game. It was a couple years ago when the Eagles lost to the end when they drove down the field. Vic, it was.
It happens a lot. I don't know.
Yeah, but it was. Vic was still there. Vic threw a touchdown to Selk. It was close the whole game. They lost at the end. Steelers fans left at halftime because it was drizzling. It was literally drizzling, and it was empty. The only reason they got loud was for "Renegade" by Styx. That was the loudest they were the entire game, and I'm not even exaggerating.
Is that their, like, theme song?
I don't know what the fuck it is, but it was terrible.
Styx from Pittsburgh.
I have no idea. But there's ruthless fans everywhere. Do you have any fan experiences with other cities?
Not really.
Arizona. I was actually when I went out for the NFC Championship game. I was actually surprised that there were some people that were giving me shit.
Yeah.
And I was pretty impressed, but
see, I went to an away game for the Mets, but by the time we got to our seats, we were up 3-0, so they couldn't even talk shit.
The Mets fans don't even know how to speak English. That's the problem.
Like, I wouldn't really have any problems.
But then you have like the polls. Like, the NHL takes the poll and says that the Philadelphia has like the worst fans. Like,
because somebody threw a snowball at Santa in 1974.
It was this fucking terrible Santa. That's why they threw snowballs at him. It was a fucking terrible Santa.
And JV Drew, they threw batteries at him because he refused to sign with the Phillies. He deserved it.
Well, that's.
I think the most ruthless thing that the Phillies fans ever did was cheer when Michael Irvin broke his neck.
Yeah, that was terrible.
That was awful.
Yeah, that was awful.
But that doesn't get brought up enough.
No,
I was actually.
If you want to bring something up,
that's worth bringing up. Yeah,
I'm pretty proud of that. Actually.
Michael Irvin's awesome though. He's one of the I get pissed like when it's weird because I was a kid. We were probably mostly close to the same age at least.
I'm
33, so we're all around that same age. But when I was a kid, you fucking hated the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
But now the guys that are the Cowboys, you like.
Except Emmitt.
I don't buy it. Emmitt was so good. When you look back, he was so fucking good.
I'm talking about as an announcer. He's awful.
He's not smart.
Yeah. Like, Deion and fucking, like, they're all awesome.
Who's the other one? Moose Johnson?
Yeah, they're all fucking.
Jimmy Johnson's good.
I wanted nothing but them to die.
I do like, I love Troy Aikman. And for some reason, he loves the Eagles. I don't know what it is.
Well, what I like about Aikman is he's not biased when he calls a game.
Yeah.
He'll say Jerry Jones made a stupid move
and
not be afraid to.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the next one?
Next one is, I don't really have much input on this, but Philadelphians are also the most ruthless fake sports fans in America, too, talking about wrestling. I don't watch wrestling. I haven't
See,
watched
I used
forever.
To, and it's everywhere.
But I used to remember there was a lot of talk about how Philly had such a large market for WWE.
Yeah,
and
please call WWF.
All right, WWF,
thank
whatever.
You.
And I know we were talking about this, and you said that ECW was New York based, but it's hard for me to believe. Well, maybe it would have if they would have did their tapings in New York.
If the biggest wrestling fans are down south.
Yeah, but
Memphis, Tennessee is a hub of professional
wrestling.
But
the one thing I will say about Philly is that I guess that's everywhere.
We just like anything that's live.
Yeah. I just remember,
like, that old joke, Philly
fans
will tailgate the dog show.
Yeah, I just remember, like, because I remember when I was watching, when I was deep into wrestling.
I don't mean to cut in, but this is our latest like on Facebook. This guy, Ronald Rice, who looks to be about.
He looks like blue.
Dude, message him.
I want this guy on our show. Ronald, if you're listening. You look like a great person. And he's from Cleveland. Cleveland's a good fucking place to go. But anyway, go ahead about the wrestling.
I was out there a couple of them.
WrestleMania 15. I say from WrestleMania like 12 until like 18 is when I was like really like
Which
really
was the one that
into
was here?
Watching. That was 15.
I was there. I was
And I remember fit, like
Even though
remember,
it was a terrible WrestleMania, I think, overall, but it was still fun to be there.
I don't know. I thought it was a good one.
I remember that was that fucking Butterbean versus Bart. We got knocked out in 1 second and they just filled the whole entire time with showing him getting knocked out for like 10 minutes. It was just a replay over and over.
I stopped watching wrestling like 99, 2000.
I think if anyone remembers the very first tables, ladders, and chair match between the Hardy Boys. That was when it died for me. I just remember Philly always having a large market, but I guess that's really anybody.
It's a lot of places. That's why WWE is so big.
Yeah, it's just, there's no way to say that
you
Philly
can't
is the
say
best.
Like,
so,
yes, ECW was based here.
Yeah.
Because they would do the shows at Viking Hall. But if you put ECW anywhere,
everybody would have liked it.
It would have liked it. It just happened to be.
You have to put it in. Yeah. I guess if you put it in like Maine, it probably wouldn't have that. Like, but if you put it in like a fucking city,
you put it in a city with people.
Yeah, like if it was in Cleveland, it would have went fucking just as
exactly.
good.
Exactly.
So number eight on this list is Philadelphians have an attitude to them, and this is the most annoying fucking thing that ever happens. I'm gonna go to Hurricane Sandy where they're like, oh, you know, New Jersey says strong. We fought against the storm, and the storm can't beat us. There's never in the history of the United States of America a storm hit a place and it disappeared. Nobody's ever been hit by a storm and then like, well, Katrina, we missed New Orleans.
Katrina was close.
New Orleans was good. Yeah, and they like New Orleans is like every nobody just like nobody's like, oh, I'm just gonna die. We're all just gonna die and leave our houses and not. Everybody is the same. It's just,
like people from New York have fucking attitudes.
Everybody has an attitude.
I probably think that New York has worse attitudes than we
do. They think they should be their own fucking country, and I would be okay with that.
But I think New York is probably that way because there's a lot of people in New York. It's expensive to live in New York, and like when you're like, it's just people work their balls off, and just everything's so expensive. I can see like people just have everybody has attitudes.
It's just, exactly, it's just it's what not, you are now.
Yeah, it's like you're not
plus
born.
Any major city where there's a lot of diversity.
Exactly,
there's always gonna be attitudes because you're just
People just think they're great.
What's number seven?
Number seven is yo, use guys say weird things. Yes,
that we do.
Yes,
we
use do. Is very weird. I've tried to stop saying use.
I've tried for a while to stop saying water, and it doesn't help.
Now water, I'll never stop saying water because that's
sometimes.
In case you're not from Philly, water means water to you guys.
W-O-O-D-E-R.
Yes, it's water. It's water, ice.
Well, there's as far as that one goes, yeah, we have a lot. We say a lot of fucked up shit, but so does every city.
Yeah,
dude, Boston can't say ours.
Boston can't speak. They're Harvard, and they still can't speak right.
That old commercial. The concert was wicked hardcore. You're all
pop the con.
And the fuck, I'll tell you what, the Hopper commercial makes you hate Boston. I hate the fucking Hopper, and I hate Boston.
And
I hate
actually,
fish.
I hate when people hear me talking and they think I'm from New York. No,
I was told that I sound like I was from New York, and I kind of got upset by that.
That gave me an attitude.
I'll tell you what, though, the
it
best
gave me an attitude.
It gave me an attitude,
and it made me want to punch my sports fans.
Fake wrestling.
The best fucking accent is like that, oh, that thick Philly, like Chester-y, like that. That yo, let's get some hoagies and get some cokes. Like that is my favorite. Like when we had our realtor was great, but she would always say, oh, this is a great home, and I'm like, it's home, it's a home.
Home.
This is a really cute home.
I do like Wild. I do like Wisconsin accents.
Oh, they're good.
I don't you know.
Yeah, those are good. Cleveland, they kind of bleeds into Hoosers. Cleveland, so.
Yeah, Hoosers. Yeah,
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
I can't wait to go to Minnesota. I want to go. That's one of the road trips I'm looking for. I just want to. Back to talk about me for my super road trips, but we've never gone to a cold game. Like, I want to freeze. Like, we were at Lambeau. It was 75 at Lambeau.
Yeah. And that's a game you would think you would go to.
See, I was always mad I didn't get to go to a snowball.
Yeah,
but yeah, Philadelphia, we say stupid shit.
Everybody
says give me that one.
The numbers.
No, but again, that's every city.
Every city has crazy shit.
This one,
I'm gonna tap out with too because Philadelphians are excessive rocky. I don't even fucking. I probably
that can, I will agree with because I had the guy.
They
guy
are,
I
but
with,
I'm not.
Guy I work with is
but see,
James Corey.
Everybody's obsessed with Rocky.
No, that's not true at all. A guy from
I mean
James Corey.
No.
A guy, his name's Corey.
You're wrong. You
are wrong. His name's Corey. He moved here from Cleveland. Funny. And he actually had him. He's like, when you were in school, is there like a class on Rocky? Like, is there like, are you taught from an early age? Like, do you
Did
have
say
to watch
use?
This movie? No, he didn't say use. He's like, but we are obsessed with Rocky because it's in Philadelphia. Where Sylvester Stallone's from Philly. He went to Lincoln High School. So I will say that one is true.
Yeah, and I think I don't even care about Rocky. Like
I love the Rocky series.
I've never like I've watched them.
Five was the only one.
As
that
I get
like.
Older, I keep thinking they should have stopped after one because that ending was too perfect.
But like anybody,
thought he was gonna win.
I would guess if there's any movie like there's like Pittsburgh, they have to be obsessed with some guy that like if. I just think if they put a fake character that was
but
as like as Rocky in any
many,
city, they would like him.
But how many times have you seen Sylvester Stallone come out to like at like a sporting event, and all they do is yell Rocky, Rocky, Rocky? Like,
whenever they're making a new Rocky,
there's no other city that has like.
I don't think he's ever been to Philadelphia unless he was making a Rocky.
The only show or movie that probably they live their characters is probably the Trailer Park Boys.
That's
Canada.
A great show.
I've never watched it.
Good
you
show.
Should.
That's a great show.
What's next?
I was going to say something. Oh, Bill Burr made a great point about the Rocky thing. Well, I saw him at the Opie and Anthony show where they fucking beat him.
That was awesome.
He was like, your most, and it's the most true thing, is like, you have all these great athletes, and the one you care about the most is Rocky.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not even real. Exactly. And the fucking statue. There's
Joe,
a statue.
You have Joe Frazier.
If you think about it, even though this is probably the truest one on here, Philadelphia is fucking stupid. Everybody goes to see a statue of a guy that's not really real.
Exactly. It's not. They go to see Sylvester Stallone.
Exactly. It's like Joe Frazier beat Muhammad Ali, but we have Rocky.
Yeah, it's fucking.
Rocky would have fucked awesome. Him up.
He would beat the post. Rocky's a two-time champion. Yeah. What are you talking about?
He fucking beat Hulk Hogan.
They became predictable to a point, like, in part three. The first fight was in the first 45 minutes of the movie.
The third
you
one,
knew he was going to lose.
Yeah, the third one was one and two wrapped up in the one movie. The fourth one was great. I don't care what you
people
say.
People knocked that. I actually like that one.
Fourth
a lot.
One was a great movie. Fifth one, there
he was a Kenzo.
If the fifth one wasn't as bad as it was, wouldn't have made a six. He made a six because he had like there was no way that
was six. The one with Mason the Lion Dixon.
Yes.
Or was, okay.
Personally,
Rocky
I thought that
always
was
had
great
the
movie.
Dude, Rocky always had the best names for all their fighters.
Mason,
even
the
in part
Dixon.
Five, what was it? Union Kane. I don't even know what that means. Union Kane,
Tommy
the
Machine Gun.
All right, so I have nothing on Rocky.
Rocky's awesome. I love Rocky.
I wouldn't. You could quiz me, and I'd probably get
and I don't even like Rocky just because of like the fight, like hit the quotes, the sayings that he has. I love him.
Oh, you know what I do? There's one thing about Rocky I do like, and that's that old Lipton Brisco iced tea commercial. that's my favorite part of Rocky.
That's Brisco, baby. If you watch... If
ain't nothing over, just give me something to drink.
If you watch the sixth one...
That's from like the 90s.
That's exactly
if you watch perfect. The sixth one, the scene where he's about to start training and his trainer's like hyping him up with like that... That whole scene made me want to just punch someone in the face. Like, he made me want to go out and start boxing.
You know, it was a good hype scene. Not this is distracting again, but I think it was Any Given Sunday. No, it was the one... Friday Night Lights, the fucking halftime speech they did in that fucking movie was fucking... I wanted to punch everybody in the movie theater.
Yeah.
I wanted to run right through the fucking screen with a fucking touchdown dance.
They hit you. You hit him.
Awesome.
My biggest complaint about Rocky is he was the only dude to ever take punches and get smarter. In the first one, he was dumb as dog shit.
Hey, yo.
He couldn't even talk. He's like, it must be an omen or something.
By the third one, he's doing his own taxes.
Why you gotta ask someone to do something for someone?
It's always, they sound like the same in every movie.
No, he was smart as shit in 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm. Sounded like a deaf cookie monster.
Sounded like someone who was dumb but got a lot of money and then tried to be smart, in real life.
People. What's up next?
Number 5 is Philadelphians hate New Yorkers. I don't hate New Yorkers.
I hate New Yorkers.
Well, you're wearing a New York Knicks shirt.
But I don't hate New Yorkers because they're New Yorkers. I hate New York.
I hate New York teams.
Yeah, like I hate the Yankees because...
I hate New York.
But you hate the Yankees because they're good.
San Francisco probably hates Oaklanders, and Oaklanders probably hate San Francisco.
San Francisco series. People are probably a little different than the Oakland.
Well, I will tell you.
They did beat a Giants fan to death.
I will tell you. I was reading an article.
No, he's like brain damaged and stuff.
I was reading an article in the New York Times about 3 years ago. It was when they played the playoff game up in New York and won. Mm-hmm. They did an article, and it was about Philadelphia. Because New York hates Boston. Boston hates New York probably just as much.
That's
as
exactly the same here. That's why I hate New Yorkers, but everybody hates New Yorkers.
This is one of the things I think is true, but it's still like one of those you can really replace
it. You always find a city to have a rivalry.
The article was about how New Yorkers should hate Philadelphia more because of the fact that it was when we were beating the Giants all the time, we were beating the Rangers all the time, we were beating the fucking the Knicks, whatever. And he said that the reason why they should hate Philadelphia more is because we don't pay attention to them like you would think a rivalry would. Like when we beat when we beat New York in the playoffs, when they just opened the new stadium, they said Philadelphia was ecstatic, we were making fun of New York, whatever, but they said they would have loved it 10 times more if it was Dallas.
Well, the whole Boston New York thing is from baseball.
New York hates the fact that they it seems like they want a rivalry with us, but because we hate everybody, they're mad that we won't specifically hate them. So that's why that's like a wash to me.
Yeah, I could care less about New York. I think if
Boston, New York, in hockey, Montreal and Boston hate each other all the time.
Montreal and Toronto.
I'll probably change my thing. I don't think I hate New Yorkers. I probably hate New Yorkers that act like they are the stereotypical New Yorker.
Got That's what that comes down to.
Yeah, but I don't hate
workers. But this though just always talks about their teams. It's like it all stems from sports rivalries.
I like New York. It's a fucking great fucking city. It's a good day. It's a good place to spend a day. I'll tell you how much. It's a cool place.
And I think I hated New York more when I was younger. And then as I got older, I was like, I don't know why I hate them. Because it all stems from you hate the teams.
Number four is Philadelphians love to hang out at the Jersey Shore. This is true. But yes. Who doesn't? The Jersey Shore is fucking great.
Jersey people hang out at the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, it's the fucking greatest. It's probably it's
people
from like,
New York come down to hang out.
It's
at the Jersey
awesome.
Shore.
Like you have a fucking boardwalk. You walk around and there's fucking you can see fucking titties. Don't listen upstairs. You can see like there's just fucking shit going on. You can fucking drink. You can play
plus,
golf.
Plus, it's the nearest beach to Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's you can golf,
like,
you can swim,
like you're saying,
you get
like
a
people
fucking hotel.
In Oakland like going to
yeah,
the
like
shore.
Yeah, like going to the shore. They like
California.
Going to the beach there.
It's just
there's arcade games. There's fucking
like
great
this is one of
those
things. It's true.
Yeah,
this one's true, but by default because it's what we have.
It's not Philadelphians. If the Jersey Shore sucked, Philadelphians wouldn't go to the Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with being from Philadelphia. It's close, and everybody loves it down
exactly.
there.
Exactly. You're there in an hour and a half.
Nobody's like, oh my god, you know what I have to do this week. I have to go to the fucking shore. Nobody's ever. I was like, I can't wait. 74 days from now, I'm going to the shore.
They made a fucking reality show called Jersey Shore.
But the thing about I've never been to Seaside. I just go Wildwood. Wildwood, Sea Isle sometimes, and Wildwood. We go to Ocean City.
Sea Isle. I was surprised. I remember growing up. We would always go to Seattle because that's where my grandparents would have a house down there. So I always knew it as a senile city. But now going there, dude, Seattle's the shit.
Yeah,
the Seattle's bars
cool.
that they got
yeah.
there.
But yeah, we'll give them number four by
default. Yeah, because the bars aren't great in Wildwood, but they're not bad. They have the fucking Tully Nuts, though, which Tully Nuts are
delicious.
I could drink four of those and then roll my way home.
Replace Philadelphia with any city and replace Jersey Shore.
Tri-state
whatever,
area loves
the
Jersey Shore.
Which with whatever vacation spot.
Yeah, yeah. This is well,
nobody
more,
in Omaha, the Bryce knows what the shore is.
Yeah.
One stereotype about Orlandoinians is that correct?
Orlandians.
They love Disney World.
That's probably true. But I think this is way more of a testament to how amazing the Jersey Shore is more than anything about being from Philadelphia.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with it. It's just the shore is the greatest place to go.
Not for luxury reasons. Just
no,
for...
it's just a fucking. You can sleep in a fucking. You can sleep on this chair, and it's just.
I've slept many places down the shore.
Yeah.
That shouldn't have.
This is my favorite because this is obviously specifically Philadelphia. Number three, Philadelphians enjoy indulging in alcohol. I don't even want to comment on this.
Name me a city that doesn't indulge in alcohol.
It doesn't even make any fucking sense.
Skip that one. It's stupid.
Cheesesteaks, Philadelphians adore it.
Because this is where you get it.
Yeah, it's...
Like fucking Wisconsin's love cheese.
New York people love pizza.
Yeah.
It's fucking...
It's the birthplace of cheesesteaks, therefore we like it. And they're awesome. And when you come here, you get them.
I mean, fucking sucks.
We also like tasty cakes and salt pretzels.
Yeah, I the only thing that sucks is I don't know where to get a fucking cheesesteak. Like, for me to get a cheesesteak that I want, I have to drive 45 fucking minutes. I hate
into Philadelphia.
Yeah.
You should no longer in Philadelphia.
Fuck Geno's and fuck Pat's.
Yeah.
Get, so.
I like Tony Luke's
is good. I like Geno's.
But think about here's what upsets me about Tony Luke's. Tony Luke's used to be fucking famous for their cutlet sandwiches.
Yep.
And now they're all cheesesteaks. Their fucking cutlet sandwiches are the shit. They are the best. That's probably the best sandwich you can get in Philly is a cutlet sandwich with Tony Luke's. But everybody will go there from outside the city and get a fucking cheesesteak. Their cutlet sandwiches are. I would drop one on the floor, fuck it, and then eat it. That's how good they are. It's fucking. It's the best thing.
Come
it's,
all over
it's,
and then
it's,
still eat it.
It's literally like I love Del Sandro's for cheesesteaks and Mama's, which is not in Philadelphia technically, but it's you can hit it with a rock from where you are. But, like, that Tony Luke's cutlet sandwich is the fucking crazy.
Do we need a drum roll for number one?
this is another great one. Philadelphians don't care what you think about them. We already talked about this.
Number one.
Yeah. Nobody should care what people
But everybody does care.
Yes, and we do care what
everybody does care.
That's why we get so upset.
It's just fucking, this is the stupidest list, and I saw, like, 20 people like, this is so true. Number one,
hashtag. Can we call this dude who wrote this and get him on the show?
He's probably bored. It was written by a real estate website.
Really?
It's an online real estate brokerage based in San Mateo, California. Our blog has been recognized for its unique approach to city-based research.
So somebody from California wrote a list.
No, pretty much what happened there is that the guy wrote a list. It was pretty much like a how-to or like a Philly. Like, if you're going to Philly, this is all you should know about Philly. And then someone said, oh, that's so true about all of us. Let's turn it into a
top
10 list.
Dude, so many people were, like, posting this on Facebook, like, so true. No, it's fucking not.
Well, yeah, it's true.
It's true, but it isn't.
It's true because...
It's true for everywhere. Yes, that's what I mean.
That's what it is.
It's true for everywhere.
But it's not like... It's like a... This is a strictly Philly thing.
There are versions of every person in this room in fucking every city in the United States.
St. Louis,
someone
Denver,
else has a Saturday morning
podcast. Yeah, St. Louis, Denver, Milwaukee all have beer hubs. Yeah, we're the ones who like alcohol.
I mean, there's bar, like, there's city-themed bars in Philadelphia. There's Pittsburgh-themed bars. Yeah. There's Kansas City-themed bars.
I'll tell you, Pittsburgh fucking sucks. But this is, I think what this is, I'm looking right now, this has, according to this website, it says it has 305,000 views, 50,000 likes on Facebook.
How many shares?
I don't know. This is, like, the actual website, so I don't know what, like, the basis of it is.
Everybody's
going to bet these people make these dumb lists because people are stupid, like, oh, this is so true. And then people go to see what this company's about, and then they fucking, advertising. It's a stupid list. I could make that list in 3 minutes.
I like all those lists that says it's like 10 things that only girls with big boobs can relate to.
Yeah.
20 things that only short people.
And that's exactly what it is. It's an advertisement that everybody shares.
20 things that short people can only relate to. Yeah. Oh, things are too out of reach all the time. Yeah. No shit.
Yeah. I'm the last person to find out
what you're 4 foot two.
Yeah. Things people are told, like I have to deal with, and you go to the grocery store and you see, I could just see an old lady just like looking up, like, and I'm like, what do you need? I just walk up to her because I know you're going to ask me, I'm like, what do you want me to grab for you?
you're afraid to go shopping. You're going to go shopping for everybody.
I'm like, because I know everything on that top shelf this lady's never going to get. So
she's hooking it with Denver cane.
She's one of those fucking dinosaur things from the Philadelphia Zoo. You fucking grab the fucking.
Those things are awesome. Yeah. You find one laying around, that's a half hour of fun.
We're at an hour and 25 minutes. Do you have anything else to talk about?
Philly is boring.
It is kind of boring.
We talk a lot
now.
But Phil, it's boring, but I do like it.
It starts, I mean, the one thing about that list.
Living in fucking Boise, Idaho.
It's just, everyone loves their city.
Philly's great because there's a lot of good places to drink and eat. That's the most important thing to me. There's many fucking good restaurants.
I was at work the last week, and this girl, I was talking to her, and she said, she's like, do you know any good, now I'm down 9th and Walnut, did you know any good where good tattoo spots are? I said, have you ever been to South Street? She's like, no, there are good tattoo shops there. I was like, there's two things that South Street are known for: bars and tattoo shops.
And there's
four every corner.
Yeah, Lorenzo's.
There's four every corner, and in between them, there's a beach shop.
Yeah, it's fucking Philly. It's great, but you can't say I've been to a lot of cities. A lot of cities aren't Philly, but like. There's a lot of cities that have like little areas that are kind of like Philly, but there's Philly's way larger. Like downtown,
Philly
Center
is a large awesome. City.
Yeah, like, all Center City is fucking great. It's there's so many good fucking shit to do down there. But
like I went down to Wilmington, North Carolina. Friends were living down there, and in the city, like their Center City was like two blocks.
Yeah,
Delaware.
Like they're gonna see.
We
Hall. Down, why is it attached to the fucking?
We went down to Dover because I had a meeting for work that like 8 years ago. But we got down there early, and we were like, oh, we'll go down there. We'll just walk through the city. We literally like walked like three blocks when we were.
All they have
the
is
city.
A racetrack.
I was saying with Green Bay. We were there. We took a cab to downtown. The fucking red lights are blinking at 9 o'clock on like a Saturday. Like the fucking traffic lights. Like, are you kidding me? It's like. It's like
ghost town.
Yeah, it's crazy. They're like, oh, the bar's over there, and it was like just
the bar.
Nothing. There's
bars.
A bar and
the
a club like right next to each other. That was it.
That's it.
There was fucking.
There's your nightlife. There's Green Bay nightlife. A bar and a nightclub.
That's why there's awesome. So many bed and breakfasts in little towns because it's all they can have.
Yeah, it's all they fucking do. Anybody got anything else? We got about an hour. Almost. We're hitting close to an hour and a half.
Yay!
Anything else you want to fucking cover?
Not that I can think of.
Let's leave the audience wanting more for next week.
Oh yeah.
No, we'll talk about more.
And if anybody out there, you can comment on our podcast if there's any topics you'd like us to discuss, so you can yell back at your computer screen with us.
Sorry for coughing in your ear.
Let me go over here.
I know. I
sound you can't hear this.
I sound like A.D. Reed. Todd George.
We gotta do a better job.
Todd George.
Well, like us on Facebook. I don't really check the Twitter. Facebook is just look for Saturday Morning Podcast on Facebook.
Tell your friends.
Yeah. We have a Twitter, but I don't really do anything on it. You can send us emails at SaturdayMorningPodcast@gmail.com. You can go to SaturdayMorningPodcast.com, and there's all the shit you need to know on there. I put all the links.
We'll start doing live tweets next week.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
Even though
you can just bash us. Even if you bash us, we'll read them.
He said, we'll be doing live tweets, but you won't actually read
them. Yeah, you won't know they're live until you listen to this.
So you can just then listen to it, then just follow along.
Yeah, just follow.
If you want to cut us deep, I'm Alfonso.
Has.
No, you're not.
I'm Mike.
No shit.
What did you say?
Oh, Bruce.
If you want to cut us deep, what does that mean?
Yeah, yeah. We can't just say Mike sounds like an asshole. If all three of us
Don't say anything about me. You don't need to know.
I'm Bruce.
I'm nobody. So.
You're a piece of shit.
Yeah, that's true.
See you next week, kids. All
right, see you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.